It was sometime in 1981, I believe March, and I was the 13th lawyer in a 13-lawyer law firm. So for me to be invited to any meeting of the law firm was an event of galactic proportion. I went to the meeting. The only agenda item was, would the firm spend money on some new technology, or was it just a flash in the pan? To make a decision about whether or not to implement new technology was a pretty big deal for this law firm. They were still using cloth ribbons on typewriters at the time. If you do not know what cloth ribbons are, ask the gray-haired person next to you, and they'll explain it to you. That day, my firm made the decision to spend $1,000. Now, those are $1,981 dollars. For those of you that don't know what cloth ribbons are, you'll have to go figure out how much $1,981 are. $1,981 to invest in this new cutting-edge technology. My firm, in March of 1981, bought a fax machine. Now, that was 36 years ago. 37 years ago, actually. In just a few years, the internet arrived full throttle. In fact, do you know that most internet historians say that in March of 1981, a group of research computers on the East Coast transmitted a message to a group of research computers on the West Coast? The first word of that message was the word begin, and the G was so large a file that it crashed the entire system. But most historians say that was the beginning of the internet. It didn't take long for the internet to arrive and consume things.